We're going to move on to the other city ballot issue, 2E. And I actually intended to read that to you. And somehow between my desk at home and getting to here, my printout of that ballot issue, the language, didn't stay in the same place in my pile. So I don't have it, but we have an authority on the issue anyway, who we had intended to bring up, and that's Mayor Ken Jaray to explain ballot issue 2E for you. Thank you. Ken?
Well, I don't have the exact language, but let me tell you what it says. It's pretty simple. So according to Tabor, let me back up. In 2004, the city issued some bonds for the downtown improvement. I would just call out and thank Marcy Morrison in particular, and there are a number of people in this room that pushed that forward. So when those improvements were done, we realized that the sales tax revenue we got to pay for those bonds was more than we expected, and we ended up with an extra $182,000. And so City Council referred the issue to the voters, as we're required by Tabor. Can we keep that money, or should we give it back? If we were to give it back, it would account for about, an average household of $400,000 would receive $75. So it would be a rebate, a one-time rebate in your property taxes. And so I'm supposed to give you the pros and the cons. So a reason to vote against it is because you could use the $75, and I'm sure we all could. A reason to vote for it is because the downtown needs additional work. So since those improvements were done, we've really not done a lot to keep up with what needs to happen in terms of some of the infrastructure down there and so forth. So the pro to voting for this is I believe that your new city government, and when I say new, we have all of the department heads with the exception of one, have since changed over in the last 18 months. And so we have a new group of people, a wonderful team, that will put that $182,000 to good use and come back to you, the community, and say, here's what we did. I can't make a promise for the next council, but I would assume and hope, and I would assume that our city administrator would come back next year and said, for $182,000, here's what we got done. Not to leave any misconceptions, as you realize $182,000 doesn't go all that far in terms of downtown improvements, but it'll accomplish a lot. And so that's why we're asking to keep that. We're asking to reinvest it in our downtown. The ballot issue specifically says it will be reinvested in our downtown. Doesn't go into our general fund. It'll be restricted. And so we're asking for permission and the trust to allow us to continue to invest in our community. Thanks.